Aircheckdownloads.com. Simon Bates. The Boom Old Time Chart.
Good morning. What an Easter Sunday. Across the United Kingdom, taking you through 2 more hours of Boom Radio's All Time Chart, kicking off with Buddy Holly.
Just you know.
At number 100 in the All Time Chart, Buddy Holly's True Love Ways. It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? If Buddy had lived, would he have soared to greater heights? Next on Boom, Fleetwood Mac at 99. Fleetwood Mac at 99 on our all-time chart, and the band that almost never was at 98.
Boom! Top 200!
The Love Affair were a strange setup from the very beginning. They existed as a band, certainly, but Rainbow Valley wasn't them. It was a bunch of session musicians playing. You can imagine there was a heck of a row. But they soldiered on to have 3 more hits in the top 20 at the time. On Boom Radio's all-time chart, the Stones were definitely the real McCoy. Paint It Black on Boom Radio's 3rd all-time chart. We've had a record number of votes this year, thousands of them from across the UK, and if things have changed a bit, which they have, as we work our way up the Easter chart, one thing's for sure, the Stones and the Beatles still dominate.
If I fell in love with you...
The Beatles at 96 with a gorgeous tune, plus Buddy Holly at 100, Fleetwood Mac at 99, The Love Affair at 98, The Stones at 97, and If I Fell at 96. But from Boom Radio's all-time chart, an epic Beatles track is coming in just a moment, and ABBA too.
It's beginning to look a lot like Easter, the Boom all-time chart.
One of those songs at 95 that still make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. The Beatles at 95. Give me just a moment, please. I want to say hi to Peter Haynes in Hawley. Catriona Doherty and Tanya Parkinson. Graham Brown in Wakefield and Kevin Holden in Blackburn. Just a few of the people who voted in this Boom Radio all-time chart. With ABBA at 98. At 94 on Boom's all-time chart, ABBA, well into their chart lives with The Winner Takes It All. The UK really became aware of Roy Orbison as a chart topper in the early 60s. He toured here. One of the supporting bands on that tour was a little-known pop combo called The Beatles. And every time Roy Orbison has been written off, he comes storming back, like now, with his own song.
A candy-coloured clown they call the Sandman.
Roy Orbison in 1963 with In Dreams. So on our all-time chart at 95, The Beatles, at 94, ABBA, and at 93, Roy Orbison. Which means that next is 92, a band out of California who can still claim to be one of the most successful of the 1970s and beyond.
Tales of the Riverbank.
Judy Spires. The Boom All-Time Chart.
Here it is, not Les Ross, but the Boom Radio All-Time Chart, back for a 3rd year. I'm giving Les Ross a chance to have some extra kip for once. Next at 92, though, The Eagles. Well, they had hit after hit, then they fell out, then they got back together again and had more hits. The Eagles at number 92 on Boom Radio. And here is one of the shyest men I've ever met at 91. Herb Alpert, this guy's in love with you. We need your help just a little bit, so bear with me. As you know, this is Boom Radio's all-time chart. But on Coronation Day, we'll be hosting the Boom Baccarat Chart, the music of not just one of the most successful songwriters of all time, but a man who was as tough as all get out getting those performances out of great artists. While you're listening to Cilla Black at number 90, can you do me a favour? Log on to boomradio.co.uk and vote for your favourite Baccarat song. I know it's a tough ask. Vote at boomradio.co.uk.
Aircheckdownloads.com.